So I'm Mark Riley, sat here in Salford Media City, feeling decidedly undressed. If I can also tell you, well, not completely undressed, but underdressed, probably. No. Today, it was pointed out to me by producer Michelle Chowdhury that I'd spilt my dinner on my T-shirt, which is a bad start anyway. But it's radio, it doesn't really matter. And then, lo and behold, who do we have in session but Mary Epworth? And if you want to go to, it's actually my personal Twitter account, but I won't give out the address because you can't. But we'll make sure that it goes on the official one as well. A photograph of Mary and the band making me feel like a right plonker, in short. Mary, welcome to the programme.
Hello.
Would you like to describe the finery with which you are enrobed tonight?
Georgian court wear.
And it isn't, I mean, it's proper. It is proper. When, you know, you whipped out to the supermarket before and you said, oh, I don't want to do the photograph yet. And I thought, right, okay, yeah. You had a jumper on. You tried to make me feel a little bit better earlier on because you had a load of soap or something on the front of your jumper and you've had it on for 3 days. Probably telling everybody too much, really. But
high glamour.
Yeah, I thought you'd just go and change your jumper, but you didn't. It's like a scene out of Dangerous Liaisons with a daft old bloke sat in the corner. That is what me painting pictures with words. But welcome to the programme, despite what you're doing to me. It's a real thrill to have you here. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
And would you like to introduce some band members, please?
I would, yeah. This is Helene Bradley here on guitar.
Hello.
Otherwise known as Citizen Helene. This is Will Twynham here on lots of keys, electric piano and synth.
Hello.
And this is Simon Baker on drums.
Hello.
So, I mean, not sounding quite, you know, in theme with the costumes.
Hello.
Hello. They don't fit quite right, but I mean, but it is, well, like I say, we will tweet it anyway. And there's loads to talk about, and we can't start at it just at the moment. But when we were outside, we were talking, and it did take me by surprise a little bit, I have to say, because of your age, more than anything else would have to be, is that you're a fanatical Mick Ronson fan.
Yeah, well, right? Helene and I both.
Yeah. Helene as well, yeah. I mean, I was talking to you about Mick Ronson, and Helene's going, yeah, that's right.
He's my dream 70s boyfriend.
Is he really?
She's read the biography, and I haven't yet, so she's one up on me.
The spider with the platinum hair.
Yes, it's really good.
It is really good, yeah.
I will.
Yeah, you're completely smitten, quite patently. But what got you into Mick Ronson in the first place? Presumably David Bowie's record.
Yeah, I think I had a bit of a Ziggy phase, kind of probably midway through last year or something. So I've always liked glam rock a bit, you know, but I sort of dived into it. And I'd been listening to Joe Bryath quite a lot. So that kind of got me back into Bowie in a way. And then I'd sort of vaguely aware of Ronson, but hadn't really, you know, listened to any. And then I just went and dug in and really loved it, and then infected Helene.
He was a wonderful guitarist, but that's the strangest route to David Bowie that I've ever heard, listening to Joe Bryan.
Well, it was a route back, you see, because I'd really loved him when I was a teenager and kind of just been like, yeah, getting back into, and I really loved the fact he had such, well, a varied career and such a sort of an interesting arc of work and failure and things like that, you know. And
you're talking about Bowie, not Joe Bryan?
Yeah.
Right, good. And if people don't know who Joe Bryan is,
Joe Bryan,
he's a David Bowie copyist, wasn't he?
That's fighting talk.
It is fighting talk.
All I'd say is he may have been, but he actually was, as far as I'm concerned, an absolutely incredible songwriter.
He wrote some great songs.
Amazing.
He did. And he was a lot of hype surrounding him. There was a billboard in Times Square and everything. And of course, Morrissey had his album reissued, didn't he?
There's a brilliant film actually just coming out that a friend of mine made about Joe Bryath AD, and it's really, really good. And it really tells the story much more of his beginnings as a musician before he was Joe Bryath, basically.
Oh, wow.
Before he went glam. It sort of shows that those two albums, well, the first one at least, he recorded with no glam costuming. He kind of still was a long-haired guy with Converse on and things, and that came later. So if you sort of take the music separately, there's really good stuff there.
Right, okay. Yeah. Well, I know the album. I know that album. I don't know anything he did previously.
I'll tell you about the others.
Okay, I'm sure you will. Right, okay. So you're going to do some music for us now, aren't you?
Yep.
You're going to do September 1st.
Quite suitably, a bit of a glitter beat thing.
Fabulous.
Behind the road.
Really fabulous Mary Epworth live in session with September. Some chicory tip going on in there, definitely, which is George Omerode anyway, I think I'm right in saying. So, might be, really great, fabulous. And, yeah, we'll see you in a short while. Where should we go? We should probably go here, or Michelle will get in trouble. I'm Mark Riley here in Salford Media City, and Mary Epworth and the band have rejoined me. Hello.
Hello.
So, I mean, yeah, there wasn't some brinksmanship and one-upmanship in you wearing all this finery. There is a reason for it, isn't there?
Yeah, it's a tenuous reason. We made a video yesterday and we hired the costumes and we thought, wouldn't it be hilarious if we wore them to the radio session? And now we are, so...
Well, it works. I mean, I have to say, there's a Man United match happening just over there, and there's been lots of people walking behind you, and they've taken some interest, you would have to say. Normally, just skulk past and go, oh, it's that divot over there.
It's a shame they can't see the boys' legs, really, because I think that's the most impressive thing, the tights.
I've not seen them yet. Let's have a look.
They've got sort of breeches and tights on. Oh, and Will's 6'4", and he's in heels.
Oh, no, stop it. Right, okay. So, and you know, you're talking about the single, Snow Queen. When's that out? I mean, we've been playing
yesterday.
It.
Yesterday. What day is it?
Came out yesterday. Right, okay.
Yes.
Excellent stuff. And as I say, we were talking about drawing before, because you have drawn a T-shirt. Don't say who, but you drew it's a rather beautiful picture of an owl.
Yes.
And what kind
of owl
is it?
It's a barn owl.
Yeah. I mean, you are, I recognise it, but you are, you're very keen on your wildlife. We need to talk about pop music before we do that, so we'll do that a bit later on.
Okay.
But I was reading, and it must be right, because it was Wikipedia.
Oh, God.
I know.
Here we go.
No, don't worry. It says that your influences are traditional English folk songs. You know,
that's somebody
supposing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's probably something I said once.
You might not have even said it, but somebody just put kind of dotting all the...
I think that was a biog I wrote when I did the Sandy Denny tribute show at the South Bank. So I think I was upping my folk credentials, which are basically non-existent.
Okay, well, if anybody's got the right to edit Wikipedia, then...
Oh, God, don't start that.
Oh! And it also says 60s West Coast psychedelia.
Oh, that's true.
Which you would say would be apparent. Doesn't mention glam at all, but we can gloss over that. And then it says Greek prog rock.
Of course.
Okay, now we're talking, you see. We've already been discussing Yes, who aren't Greek, as we know.
Yeah, but, you know...
So where did that come from then? What kind of bands are you talking about particularly?
Aphrodite's Child.
Oh, a bit of Demi Roussos.
Of course, yeah, and the rest. Amazing band. We quite often cover Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse.
Right.
So that's kind of fun at gigs. And like we did in-store and Pine Vinyl in Southsea the other day, and there's one guy in the crowd who knew the words, so you always sort of spot the progger.
Yeah, and did you put a restraining order on him?
No, he's ace. He tweeted me a picture of him holding 666.
Really?
Yeah.
Right, okay. If you don't mind me asking, and you can say pass if you like, because it's just like it's just like Mastermind, this actual program.
Yeah.
How old are you?
Pass.
Okay. But I can tell by looking at you that you're not the same vintage as me. Let's put it that way, okay? I mean, let's face it, who is?
I might just have really good skincare.
No. And the thing is that, you know, you are mentioning Mick Ronson, you're talking about Aphrodite's Child and everything. And I know that your brother is a record producer,
yep,
isn't he?
He is.
And he's worked with, I mean, a really disparate bunch of people from McCartney and Adele to Maximo Park.
He won a Grammy last night, apparently. I didn't know that.
Well, I knew Adele.
Mum told me.
Wow, okay. And so you weren't paying attention?
Oh, well, you know, I wasn't staying up that late, put it that way.
Right, okay. But that is, quite incredible. Did his record collection influence you at all?
Yeah, when we were kids, kind of when he first started getting into music and into wanting to be in bands and things, I was like, right, I want to do this too. So, yeah, like, and he got into loads of the kind of Discord stuff and... So, you know, all the Seattle scene things. So I kind of got into that with him and sort of followed him into all that. And then there's bits where we overlap and there's bits where we don't. So definitely to begin with.
Yeah. So have you been in a band previously that were influenced by any of those scenes?
I've been playing a band since I was 14. So I was in like a really noisy little scuzzy flange kind of grunge band, I suppose, when I was 14. And then I've been singing on other people's records, actually, for a long time. Yeah, so it took a while to get the solo thing together.
Right,
solo
okay.
with people.
Well, no, but we know what you mean, okay. And is there any footage on YouTube of you, like, a 15-year-old screaming and shouting?
I don't think so. There definitely were things filmed.
Right.
But, yeah.
It'll happen.
Yeah, I have found a cassette of me being interviewed on Radio 1 when I was about 19 in a band.
Really?
I haven't dared listen to it yet.
Who interviewed you?
Terrifying. Oh, I can't even remember.
Now, if you had said, oh, it was Bruno Brooks, then I would say, right, Bruno Brooks.
No, it definitely wasn't Bruno
Brooks. 20 years ago. 20 years ago. She's 16. I was just trying to work it out.
I'm not that good at washing my face.
It's not. I'm not very gallant, am I? But you've probably been warned about that already. Okay, we'll talk about the record label and wildlife a little bit later on, but you're going to do another tune for us now. Okay. Are you going to do Snow Queen now?
Yes.
Thank you.
Throne, she looks down at the clouds. You think youth can be found in a fountain? High on the wings of her rhythm, she will smile at the guys who come home with their eyes, but she'll never dance with them.
Fabulous. Mary Epworth live in session with Snow Queen. One more tune in around about 20 minutes time. It's Mark Riley here, and I've been rejoined once again by Mary Epworth. Sorry about, you know, you come and do a tune for us and you have to go out again, come back in again. It's a bit like that, and it's a night. But
catch up on the tweets.
Catch up on the tweets, yeah, they're flying. I've just done a good one of Will. You know, all this finery. I mean, it's a real juxtaposition there. I mean, it's like part hillbilly and part Georgian kind of finery.
You didn't get the synth in, though. That's the...
I did.
Did you? Oh,
I think
awesome.
So. Of course. I think so. It's just everything going on in there. And most confusing. So it's been mentioned on air earlier tonight that you've got your own record label.
Yeah. It's actually Will and I run it.
Is it? Right, OK. Year, so, Will, you sent me the record in the first place, didn't you? The test pressing, which was really, really good of you. Thank you. And we're talking about Kieran Leonard.
Yes.
So where did you stumble across Kieran, then?
Actually, it was Will that found him on a great blog called A New Band
Today. New
Band
Today,
Today,
I think. Right? Yeah. Yeah, maybe 2 years ago. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, really? It was that long ago that you found him?
Yeah, and we had sort of, Will kind of said to me, I found this guy, you have to listen to this track. And I heard Dear Lincoln, and then I kind of carried on listening and listened to all everything he had online and just was completely blown away. And
he's an amazing guy, isn't he?
He's so talented, and he's so lovely as well. He's a really nice guy. And I kind of had this, it kind of was a silly thing for us to do at that stage, but I had this gut feeling, this sort of like rock in my stomach every time I thought about his music and thought, we have to do this, you know, because it's just... That album deserved to come out on vinyl and come out properly.
Because the album kind of came out, it was just kind of put out onto the internet, wasn't it? You could just listen to it.
He put it on Bandcamp, but it's just such a great record.
Best record ever.
It's a labour of love, you know, so I'm really glad he was up for being involved, you know, with us and doing it. So
yeah, well, you've done a great job on it, and he made a great job at the record, and so all round really good work. And so you've got a few passions in life, but one being, I only found out a short while ago, glowworms.
Yep.
Right. Okay. Tell people out there exactly what you get up to regarding glowworms.
Well, midsummer, I'm out in the woods, about kind of 10 o'clock, an hour after sunset, they come out. The female glowworms come out and they crawl up a stem and they shake their booty, and the males fly about looking for them, and they're just amazing. They just look like somebody's left an LED, just lying in the wood. Basically, it's literally like somebody's turned a light on.
And the light just went off behind you.
I timed that.
All really, really spooky.
They're amazing. Everybody should go and look for them.
And I mentioned nothing to do, obviously, completely and utterly, with slow worms, and I was only messing about. But then you immediately told me that where you find glow worms, you often find slow worms.
Yeah, they like the same habitat. They like a reptile refugia. That's what they're called, isn't it? The metal things.
Really?
Yeah, roofing like felt, apparently. Iron. Yeah, a bit of roofing felt put them down. The larvae will hibernate over the winter.
You see now, there's definitely a radio or TV programme in this, most definitely.
I need to set up the Glowworm Appreciation Society first.
I think you just have.
Yeah.
Right, good work, okay. Well, the whole kit and caboodle tonight has been great. The gear, the laugh, and the music has been wonderful. You've got one more tune to do for us, haven't you? And you have got some dates as well.
Yeah.
This Friday, Marlborough Sound Knowledge, free in-store show.
Yep.
What time of the day is it, do you know?
7 o'clock we're playing, yeah.
Okay, fabulous. And then on Tuesday the 8th of April, you play London, the Lexington.
And that's our first headline show for a year, so...
Great, okay. Presumably you'd be doing more dates than just that, please?
Yeah, although it's kind of... There's a slight gap because I want to start working on the next album and Will's also working on his album, so it's sort of... Because we run the label, is between running your band and the label is quite a lot.
And looking for glowworms.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's quite a lot of spreadsheet filling in, so I just wanted a bit of a space where I could kind of get my head down and start writing.
And fair enough.
Yeah.
And fair enough. Okay, well, one more tune. What's it going to be?
It's going to be Black Doe. And I have to very quickly, before we do that, just say thank you so much to Diana Boston of Hemmingford Grey Manor, who let us film all day yesterday, a video at absolutely amazing place, full of lots of spooky and wonderful things. So
and when will
she
this...
deserves a thank you.
Yeah, and when will this video be online?
Imminently. Sometime this week, I'd say.
You're looking at Simon, then?
I'm looking at Simon because it's his cohort, Ben, who's doing it. And because he's the grown-up.
Right, okay, fair. There's always one of them, though, isn't there? Okay, so, please get to it.
Okay.
Just fabulous once again, Mary Epworth, live in session in the company of Will, Helene and Simon. That was ace. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks for having us.
A real pleasure and thoroughly enjoyable. And we've been talking about not only yourselves, but Kieran Leonard tonight, so we really need to play something, don't we?
Yes,
so, should we start with Dear Lincoln?
Yes, please.
Right, let's have it. But, yeah, see you in show business. Thank you very much. That was great.